This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had been just talking with Jackie, and she had just got into her question in the music hit. So I do apologize, Jackie. You were asking in regards to on some house plants. Something was going on with them, right?
Yeah, I have these little, well, it's my daughter's house, and she has a little white bugs underneath the leaf.
Okay.
You know, they aren't, well, to me, I had the mealy bugs on my holly bushes, and forget it. And anyways, I took care of that. But anyways, I know she can't be spraying what I sprayed on there, you know, eight. But anyway, yep. She was just washing them down with palm olive, Dawn suds, and I said, well, let me call and see what else you can do about it.
Okay. So I'd actually kind of like to do like a two-headed type approach here. The Dawn or palm olive, whatever you're using, is kind of making your own insecticidal soap. I would be, you know, you can use like an insecticidal soap, or you could use a neem oil if you're looking to do that indoors, where it's that, you know, these are organic products. Both of those would be fine to use. What I'd also like to see done is there's a systemic houseplant that I was talking about in the previous hour. It's called systemic houseplant insect control. It's a granular form. And you mix that into the soil, and that's going to help protect for up to 8 weeks. And on the package there, it'll tell you it'll protect from plants from aphids, whitefly, mealybug, scale, and a bunch of other insects on there. And so what you're looking at could be some scale, could be, you know, into the mealybugs, that type of thing. So this would be perfect for it. But what's happening is this goes into the soil and then translocates into the plant and helps prevent the damage. But it's not going to take care of the ones that are already there, right? So that's where the neem oil would come into play, or that insecticidal soap. Spraying the plant down to get the insects off. So this systemic houseplant is a longer term one. It'll last up to 8 weeks on it. It is a synthetic product. So if it's any like food based, houseplants, if there was like something that you might consume, this might not be the way to go for you. But if it's not, if it's just, you know, some of the other houseplants, I would definitely use this to get rid of some of those insects that are on there.
Well, one is a hibiscus plant, and the other is like a ficus. So yeah. I said, let me check that out. And so you can up early. So she isn't.
But you can definitely use that systemic houseplant. You know, if you wanted to spray something, if you had an area where you could spray something that was synthetic, you could use eight. you could use that type of product. It's just maybe sprayed in like a garage or something that's, you know, not freezing like it is outside, but spray in the garage where it's away from everything and then bring it back later. Right. That would be fine. But if you want to go
through... in a huge room, you know, and it's like... she could probably kind of barricade it in a corner and spray and put something behind it as she sprays.
But, you know, if you want to go organic, the neem oil would be fine, or the insecticidal soap would be fine. And then I would definitely do the systemic houseplant insect control because it is it definitely helps.
This is just beautiful, you know. It survived.
Yep.
For many years, so she hates to lose it.
Yeah, so I would do the 1-2 punch there. That way you're getting the future ones out and you're getting the current ones out at the same time.
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right.
Thanks again. But those oak trees, like I said, beautiful shade tree in my backyard, but the squirrels were invading my house almost. They were on my roof. They were trying to get in the vents.
Yep.
I said, this tree has to go.
Understandable.
And it belongs in the woods. I took it from my lake house, you know, and it was about 6 feet tall. And my husband says, you are nuts to put this in here. I said, well, we'll see. And that was like 30 years ago. So now the tree is gone.
But, yeah.
And I have no squirrels coming around eating my bird food.
Well, perfect.
Okay, my opinion.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, welcome. You enjoy your day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye. Now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's the other thing that Jackie brought up in regards to, you know, oak trees. A lot of, you know, acorns, a lot of leaves that fall, etc. Maybe that could be part of it. Not really sure, but it's honestly, there's so many things you could think about, and it we'll figure something out at some point. Nathan, you say there's some calls behind here?
Yes, sir. We've got Steve in Massachusetts.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, you're talking about the oak trees. You know, there could be 10,000 different reasons. Why doesn't the lady who asked the question last week just go over to her neighbor and say, hey, why are you cutting down your oak tree? Or give her a call.
Well, that's definitely...
Because I don't think there's a disease. I don't think there's any diseases right now.
Yep.
At least in Massachusetts, there are no diseases that you have to cut down the tree.
Oh, no. That's one of the options we talked about. But as we went on, there were a number of emails that I got just asking some questions. So I figured I'd throw it out there to everybody who's listening to see if they had any thoughts. Because, you know, like I said, I can't find any insects. I can't find any diseases that are happening with it. I'm thinking maybe it's become, since it, you know, it's become more of a nuisance around the house with the acorns, the leaf drop, etc. You know, as Jackie was just explaining, you know, they had tons of squirrels coming around. Well, last year we didn't have tons of snow cover, and the year before we didn't have as much snow cover in the early season. So squirrels were out longer, they were reproducing more and more, and so that's why you're seeing even more, because they're going into the oak trees, dropping the acorns, that type of thing. So it could be anything. Like I said, it could be a number of different things. But yeah, you got a point there. She could just go out and take a, you know, ask the questions, and I think that was one of the things we discussed last week that she was going to do.
And wouldn't the state also identify and keep records with the any diseases in the state too? I think the horticultural department or the conservation department, check with them.
Yeah, definitely, and that's the other thing, right? Because in Massachusetts, every city actually has a tree warden. Every city will have a Department of Tree and Forest that you can talk to and get some of those questions. So those are all very good options. The state of Massachusetts, when it comes to our trees and forests, has a good jump on a lot of other states, because we do have somebody in each town.
Great show. I love your show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, Steve. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the show, plenty of open lines for you to get in and ask some of your questions. And we are here to help you out, and we will answer as many of the questions as you have. So don't feel like you can only stay on for a second here. We're here to help you out. But, excuse me. So going back, this, you know, I've talked about it a number of times, but the systemic houseplant insect control, there is another product like it. You've probably heard me talk about it, called mosquito bits. Now, mosquito bits will actually go into the soil and do some of the same things for the fungus gnats. So these mosquito bits, they look like little BBs, right? A little bit different than if you were looking at, like, Osmocote or something like that. It's got a little bit of different shape to it. But those mosquito bits will actually do some of those same things in the soil. It's not just about getting rid of the mosquitoes in the yard. So say you bought some of those bits earlier in the season, you can reuse those into your house plants. Now, I was looking at one of the social media websites yesterday, and I saw some information on it in regards to, like, what to do, and there were some questions on it. So I want to touch on that on the other side of the break if we have a moment, because I thought it was interesting, because it was something that I wasn't completely thinking about. Either way, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long, plus it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I was just alluding to something that's just like the systemic houseplant insect control. I just want to go over it real quick, and then I'll get to the phone calls that are on the line. I was looking at a social media website, and they were explaining, you know, of using the mosquito bits. And sometimes when you just leave them and sit them on the top, they will actually just mold sometimes, and they won't get to what they need. They need to be activated by water. So some people were just describing how they did it, and I thought it was pretty cool. Some of them will use what they're supposed to, put it in a, you know, 2-gallon bucket of water, and then actually let it sit overnight. Some will let it sit 2 to 3 days. Some will let it sit a couple hours and then water it into the soil to get them to get in there. So it's just a cool idea, but another use for the mosquito bits if you were you got them this season for the mosquito control. Let's go right into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bruce is in Surrey, New Hampshire.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I realize this is early to be asking this question, but perhaps they say it's about the early bird getting the worm. And perhaps we'll have a lot more callers waiting later in the season as well. Is there a secret to being able to grow parsnips? You used to be able to grow parsnips here in this ground. But the last couple seasons, I've not been successful. I'm not sure if it's when I'm planting or the seed that I'm using or what. It's just, I used to be able to grow parsnips, but can't now. Is there a special secret?
Okay. So what have you, how have you done it in the past? Is this something you start outside, right?
Yes.
Okay. When have you been doing it?
Don't usually rototill the garden until, say, the middle of May, you know.
Okay.
Not too much before Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. All right, so you're getting into the right time. How's the soil there? You adding different you know, elements into it, or
a lot of leaves in the fall.
Okay.
Rototilling a lot of leaves.
Okay. Adding any like compost during the spring season when you do rototill it in? Or are you using that leaves just to as that compost?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is add a little bit of nutrients to the soil by either adding some cow manure, some other types of compost that's broken down a little bit more than the leaves that you're putting in there, just to give something back to the soil.
Okay.
In order to give back to the plants, that soil needs to be rich as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one of the things I'd like to see you do, because it needs that more rich soil to get it to grow. To be a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at some sort of compost, maybe even adding some new soil to the top of it, just so you can. You need it rich. You don't need it. You want it to be like a deeper loamy soil. That could be part of what's going on.
Yeah.
With it,
I don't get to even the seed to germinate. I mean, just nothing starts. Nothing comes up.
Okay, so nothing, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing starts at all.
Yes.
And how deep are you planting the seed?
Oh, perhaps an inch.
Okay. I mean, you're doing right on there. And you're rototilling almost around Memorial Day, and so, I mean, that's the right time. How far up in New Hampshire are you?
About the southwestern corner.
Okay, so you're not that different than I am. So you can't even get it to germinate. That's what's getting me. I'm thinking maybe the soil is too hard with some of the aspects around it. I know you rototill it, right?
Yeah.
But what I'd like to see you do is get it some nice manure, nice compost mixed into there a bit. What I'd also like to see you do when you're planting, add what's called protolizer from Natural Alternative to the soil when you water it in. That protolizer has tons of microbes that will actually help with seedlings, get them started, give them a good germination rate. Let me do this. I just am hearing the music in the background. We're going to hit a break. Why don't you hang tight for me? I'll give you some more information after this.
Okay, thank you.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and rideshares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News. In Los Angeles, anti-mask protesters temporarily forced the closure of the Dodger vaccination site. Emily Taylor reports on ABC 7 in Los Angeles.
The protesters blocked the entrance to Dodger Stadium, delaying people who were trying to get their shots. The action leading to a long backup of cars. In all, about 30 people, some waving signs with anti-mask messages, joined in on the demonstration. No one was arrested.
A winter storm named Orlena is pounding parts of the Midwest, including Chicago, and is evolving into a nor'easter, with heavy snow possible in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Winter storm watches, warnings, and winter weather advisories are in effect from parts of the northern plains and southern Great Lakes to the southern Appalachians. The worst winter conditions are expected over the next 24 hours. Heavy snow and gusty winds are expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bruce in regards to his parsnip and not growing. So one of the things I thought about during the break is parsnip is one that takes forever for the seedling to emerge. It can almost be 3 to 4 weeks before it starts to emerge from the soil. So that could be part of the idea.
Quite a head start, probably.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, to be honest, it's not something I would try and start inside. It can be done in containers. I have no problem with that, but it's just you're not going to get a huge advantage by starting it in a container. But I would just there's part of it is a little bit of just saying, all right, it's going to take me forever to do this, and you almost forget about it, and then it'll pop back. It'll start popping up. That's part of it, but it really has a lot to do with the soil. The soil itself needs to be light soil, fluffy type soil, no rocks in it. If it's something that is a heavy based soil, maybe adding some sand to the soil will help to loosen it up as well. But that's the major thing with parsnip is they need they need a light soil and that fluffy soil, and they do
think about the rototiller is that really soften soil up, really loosens it up and good, puffs it up,
It should, but how far down are you getting, the rototiller, right? A lot of times it's what, 6-8 inches down?
It's probably no more than that for sure.
And so we're talking even deeper because the roots, to get the best parsnip that you want, it's usually about a foot, right?
Yeah.
That's pushing it, but you get what I mean. That's the idea. And so we want to have that loose soil as far down as we can.
Perhaps digging it down by hand?
Maybe. But I think it's adding more to the soil, adding compost, a light compost, okay. adding some sand, adding some more loam or loam, however you want to say it. I know I get picked on for how I say it here, but those are some of the things you'd be looking to do, because we're looking for a lighter soil, very loose. Not a compact. And sometimes when you do rototill it, the underneath gets more compact because you're pushing it down.
Sure.
So that could be part of it. But just remember, it's, you know, it takes, I looked it up so I could know how many days to maturity, but it takes 105 days for it to really mature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're starting outdoors as soon as the last frost hits, really. And which is usually in our area, and this area is going to be around May 20th.
Yes.
And then it's a month, basically, from there before you even start seeing signs.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing could be is, you know, you got to continue to water it while the seeds are starting to develop. Yeah. Not a heavy, you know, soaking watering, because you don't want to push the seed too far down. The other thing that you might want to think about doing is, put the seeds maybe a little bit deeper, maybe about 2 inches versus an inch, to try and so it's not so high, so it can have that deeper process to it. So I think that could be part of it.
Okay. I guess one of the things that you kind of hit on it when you said how long it takes for the plant to germinate. And putting the plant, the seed down deeper, is that I don't plant too early, because you want the soil sort of warm. I mean, if things are cool, nothing's going to germinate anyway. But the longer it takes for a plant to germinate, go through the soil, the more of a head start the weeds get.
And that's, you know, that's the caveat there. Which one, you know, where do we go? So that's part of it. And it's not like you could put something down to prevent it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a seed.
It's good to keep the seed out too.
You know, it's not, you know, you could use some of like a weed fabric, but you're putting holes in there to allow the plant to grow through. So you're accessing soil that has the ability to show weeds as well. So, you know, that's kind of part of it, is just paying attention to it, taking a look and seeing if some of those weeds that are popping up, you know, making sure they're not a parsnip, because sometimes at the beginning they all the weeds kind of look the same. So it's maybe it's about letting some of those plants produce for a little bit, even though they're weeds. Mm-hmm. So instead of pulling them right at the beginning, pulling them, you know, knowing when you put them in the ground and then saying, all right, I know that in 1 to 2 weeks, if anything's really popping up here for weeds, it's not going to be my parsnip, because it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know, and that those are some of the ideas behind it.
Sure. Okay, so, yeah, I guess, you know, perhaps digging down a little deeper by hand. So get down deeper into the soil, using some dry cow manure or some compost or something like that. Perhaps putting the seed a little deeper in the soil. And to be patient before weeding, I do keep it irrigated, you know, daily if need be, depending on what the situation is. So I guess it's just a combination of things that are pretty tricky.
Yeah, and you know, I would say with the watering aspect of it, when it's a seedling, you don't have to water as much to push it. You don't want to flood it. Right?
Yeah.
So that could be something just to take a look at. You might not have to water it as much right from the beginning, because we're trying to get it to establish itself. So that's something to take a look at as well.
So not too concerned about watering it before it comes through the ground?
Yeah, I wouldn't like water it every day at that point. Maybe every few days, you know, once a week or so. The other thing, and this is just a thought, sometimes crop rotation, putting them in a different location in the garden bed.
Yeah.
So instead of having it in the same spot each year, putting it in another location, see if that helps it.
Yeah.
But I'd still add the cow manure, all that, because it does need that rich soil.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It's a good idea. Okay.
No, all right, Bruce.
It's very funny because I've been able to grow parsnips here for years. You know, my father did it. And now it seems to have lost that ability. So it's just, you know, and your garden is cared for about the same way it has been for 20 years probably. So just kind of curious, you know.
Yeah, and I think just over time, using some of the same areas, what it can do is actually take a lot of those nutrients that are already in the soil out.
Yes.
That could be part of it, and that's why it's happening.
Yeah.
There's a number of things it could be.
Sure.
That's one of the reasons why there at the end I was saying maybe it's a crop rotation, moving it into a different location that it hadn't been before.
Yeah.
That way, maybe the other areas have better nutrients. The other thing, and just popped in my head here, is maybe get the soil tested this spring.
Mm-hmm.
See what's in the soil, see what you can add to it, because the soil sample will tell you straight out, all right, do this, do this,
yeah.
And kind of give you a composition of what's going on in there. That way you even have more of an understanding of if we can, you know, if it is a soil issue or not, too.
Sure. Okay, very good.
All right, you have a great one, Bruce.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some more calls. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Sue is in Cape Cod.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an idea about your oak trees and oak leaves.
Yeah.
That the gentleman was discussing.
Sure.
I bought a residence in Marston's Mills, and when I tried to get house insurance, somebody came out and looked at my yard, and they forced me to cut off every branch that hang over the roof. And
yep.
That could be a reason why the lady took down her tree.
Definitely could be. You know, that's...
There are too many trees falling on houses causing damage.
But yeah, go ahead.
The other thing I want to tell people is that I have not one thing growing in my backyard, but I have all the neighbor's woods right up to my 8-foot stockade fence. So I get lots of leaves.
Yeah.
But what I do, I put them in black plastic bags, and I wet them down and stomp as many times as I can on that to flatten them in there. And then I put the bags in the sun. And by spring, I have almost completed compost.
Oh, wow.
It works real well, and it composts much faster than if you just spread in there somewhere.
Awesome.
So
that's a
good way to get good soil in a hurry.
It definitely is. It definitely is. You know, one of the you had hit the nail on the head when you were talking about the oak tree there. One of the things that I've heard a lot of too is, you know, trees, the oak trees are getting older in the area. They're dropping more frequently and affecting houses, because when they fall, they cause some damage. So that's another reason on it.
They're very heavy. The wood is very heavy. And the trees around my house, they're way over 80 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're completely straight up, and then they branch out. It's not a kind of oak tree that branches out at the bottom. These are really, really tall. And I've had 5 trees fall on my other house where I moved away from, and it caused quite damage to the roof on one side there. I was lucky with the other 4. Just the very tip of them hit the house.
Yeah, they definitely...
You drive and look at the woods, and you see a lot of trees at 45-degree angles now. So I have figured out that everything's getting too old, and they're beginning to fall.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is being, you know, some people maybe are just being preemptive on there, taking a look at it and saying, all right, these trees are eventually going to fall, and that could be happening. You know, it's just interesting that the thing is a lot of people are just saying it's just the oaks. So that's where, maybe that's where part of the concern came. Is yeah. we've seen this in the past when it came to elm trees. All of a sudden, everybody was cutting down all the elm trees because of the issues with them. And so,
I can
completely understand where people might have that concern of saying, okay, well, we've been through this before. What is happening? Yeah. What is going on here? So I completely am there with anybody who's worried about it because it would just make sense.
It's going to be a lot of unhappy squirrels, though.
That is a true statement right there.
It's all amazing how fast they can jump because one tree is near the house. It doesn't have any branches over the house. But that squirrel flies right from the tree on top of the roof.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate it, Sue. I'm going to hit a break. We will be back.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a phone call on the line, so when we get to that, Nathan, who's up next?
Callie Ann is in Forestdale.
Callie Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Hi, how are you? I'm a first-time caller.
Great.
And I don't know if it's too early. I know that it is. I'm trying to grow grass in my backyard, and I wanted to know what the first, I don't have an irrigation system, what should I do to start growing it?
Okay. So, you know, it's never too early to think about what to do there. I would say, obviously, it is too early to get it into the ground. But the first thing I would look at doing is this spring early, getting a soil sample done, seeing what's going on with the soil that is there already. Easy to do. I would recommend sending it away. I wouldn't do one of those home kits, because I do believe that you'll get better results by sending it away. What that'll do is that'll tell you what you're dealing with. You know, what you have in the soil, what is going on in all the different areas. But that being said, what I'd also like for you to do as a starter is to look at it and say, what conditions do I have in the soil? For light, light's the biggest one. Is it always shady in the area? Is it 100% sunny, or is it a mix? Then that can help you determine.
100% sunny.
Okay. So that's going to help you determine definitely the type of grass seed that you want to use. So you'll be looking more of probably like a bluegrass. Bluegrass loves the sun. You can still use a mixture of rye and fescues as well. But bluegrass loves the sun. So there's, you know, there's one of the first ones to think about. The other thing that I would be thinking about is, the soil, adding something to the soil, by finding out with that soil sample, you're going to tell if it's acidic or if it's not. Where are you located?
I'm in Forestdale. I know there's some, like, sand in the soil, too.
Okay. So if it's a sandy soil and there's not a lot of elements that kind of stick in there, that's going to be part of it, maybe adding some loam or some compost to the soil.
Oh, okay.
To get it so that the grass has something to grab onto. Starting off with a starter fertilizer for your lawn.
Okay.
When you put the seed down would be great. There's two options. One is just a straight fertilizer that's a starter. And then there's one that has a crabgrass control with a starter fertilizer because it is made to know the difference between a grass seed and a crabgrass seed. So it's going to help prevent some
of that.
Those. So I would say the soil needs to really be cleaned, and not just cleaned, but when I say cleaned, I don't mean like taken out. I mean added soil to it, compost, that type of thing, to enrich it. You're looking to have a pH level, so the pH level would be something you could see on a soil sample. It would tell you where it's at. You want to be in the 6.5 to 6.8 range. Most of New England starts off in a lower range, is in the fives, like a 5.5 to 5.8. So there's adding lime to the soil. There's doing all those things. But I would highly suggest getting that soil sample first because that's going to tell you what other elements to add to the grass seed itself to get it to go. And that's one of those things where if you get the soil sample done, a lot of times they'll tell you what you need to do. But it's also one where if you had some questions and you got it done, you could always email us here and we'll try to help you out with that. But that's step one.
Yes.
Step two is taking a look at the conditions. You said 100% sunny, so look more for like a bluegrass. They have seeds that'll say right on it, full sun, part sun. You want to go for the full sun, 100%. And then even though you don't have an irrigation system, watering's the big thing. Looking to get about 2 inches of water per week onto the ground when it's germinating and growing.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem.
And I love the show.
Thank you. Have a great one, Kellyanne.
You too.
Bye-bye. We'll be back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.